Thank God and that for, I'll move this thing down. I know I'm a quiet individual. But I certainly thank God and that for all that he's done in our lives. And just allowing us to be in that a part of something magnificent. You know, and even though you look back and Brother Stephen mentioned there that going and telling everybody. I've told folks too. Why? Because a lot of times it's good to have that encouragement. Because I talked to several folks that have went to church for a long time and are like, man, I ain't heard of that many. I've heard of three or four, but 12. And boy, it was sure good. It's sure good to be able to share good news because the world is full of bad news. There's several there at work that asked me if I watch the weather. No, I check the weather and see what it says and I go on. Do I watch the news? No, I couldn't tell you hardly much of what's going on because that don't matter much to me, Rick, because I know who is the keeper of this world. I know who holds tomorrow for me in my life. Certainly want to thank and at the church for all their prayer Sunday, all the texts I've gotten and whatnot. And it's kind of just great just how God just pulls things together. From broken pieces to chain link cars together. Because tonight... I was really studying on this and that for Bible school, and so whoever's going to be in the class is probably going to hear some form or version of this, but and I'm sure that most Bible readers have read this and read right on through. And so if you got your Bibles, we're going to be in the Gospel of Luke and that chapter number 12. And I guess if I had a message... and it was going to be a title tonight. It would be the man that had six eyes but was as blind as a bat. And oftentimes as we sat down and as we got to study and we got to praying on this, the Lord revealed several things to me in my life. You know, Brother Dustin, you said it. It's one of them that's good to preach, but it's hard to live by. And so I want to encourage you tonight. I want to be a help to you. But I also want to put it this way too. You might find yourself in the same shape that I found mine in. And I just had to go and repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. So if you got your Bibles, Luke chapter number 12, starting in verse number 13. It says, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable, saying that a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul will be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. As you bow your heads. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, and that for the opportunity. Lord, to just stand and add. And Lord, just to give and add, hopefully, God, just to get out, God, what you've put down on the inside of my heart. And Lord, I pray, God, that tonight, if there's one here under the sound of her voice, God, that don't know you in the free pardon of sin, or is found lacking in that by your word, God, I pray, Lord, that they just lay aside the things and that of the world, Lord, and get closer and that unto you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just help that her brother that's preaching and that to the north. Help her sister churches. God, help those, Lord, that's laid down their cross and backslid. God, and that against you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just help me. Lord, that where I can just be and add a mouthpiece for you. Lord, for it's not me that I want these folks to hear from. But Lord, I want them to hear and that from you. And Lord, we thank you, God, and we love you for all the things that you've done in our lives. And not just have done, but are doing and will do. And Lord, we thank you and we love you. It's in your Son, Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen. And so as we read and you hearing, this particular part of this scripture here that I read to you, it begins in that. And I don't know how close we're going to line up, but me and Brother Josh is probably plowing that pretty close rows in that compared to Sunday school. Because it's not about the things in your life. It's about who you have in your life. And does the things, and I believe this is a saying, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, it's not the things in your life, but do the things have you? And so here there was a young man, obviously over there, and then he comes and he said, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And so Jewish customs, I got to sitting down and studying a little bit. And Jewish customs, the elder of multiple brothers usually got a double portion, more than what the youngers did. And so in other words, in the sayings that we say in that today, that's just not fair. That's not fair. I hear it at my house when one child gets one thing and the other one don't. Well, that's just not fair. Well, let me tell you something, and I'm going to use a lot of these children's references that we use in our home quite often, and that my girls tell me and that I tell them, because that's just how the Lord put it in my heart. Sometimes in that, we will sit and we will look and the old natural mind will start to take over and to think about things and say, well, how can that person do that whenever they've done this, that, and the other? Or how in the world is the Lord, or the Lord is really blessing so-and-so? And we'll just sell up a little bit and say, well, why ain't the Lord blessing me like that? Why ain't the Lord blessing me like that? Well, and that we get over here, and as we start throwing our own pity party, as for me, I can't speak for none of you. I'm sure that you don't do that at any point in time. But as for me, I'm going to use this other saying that the girls say, Daddy, look what I have done. And the Lord just punched me right in the mouth. Because a lot of times, we'll get on in here in just a minute, but a lot of times, I'll say, and there's a lot of folks know that for me, I'll take a coon dog and I'll train him, and then most of the time, I'll send it down the road to its new owner. You heard what I said. I'll get a coon dog, I'll train it, and then I'll send it down the road. And the Lord got real big in my heart. And I wasn't too much far off from this man with the six eyes that was blind as a bat. You say, Jesse, I'm pretty sure this man had two eyes just like you and I did. Well, a lot of times those eyes get a little bit bigger. And I ain't talking about these. I'm talking about these eyes. I'm talking about, you know, here, the Lord blessed him. It said, the ground of a certain rich man, in verse number 16. It says, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. So oftentimes, we'll mistake blessings for possessions. I'll say for me, a lot of times, you know, and I'm just going, the only way I know to do this is just to be real with you. I spent a lot of time, Brother Josh, making sacrifices in life to try to build a career, to try to climb the ladder, to try to get where I was at and where I am today. And the more that I began to sit down and ponder on that, I was thinking, look what I done. Daddy, look what I made. Daddy, look what I have done. And so, at the time, and I ain't saying climbing the ladder is wrong. I'm just telling you what the Lord put in me. I made sacrifices for my career. I made sacrifices to pick up my family and move us way down south in what I'm going to go ahead and call the land of Egypt, where it's hard to find a good Bible preaching church. It's hard to find in that one that holds in that the only Bible. They got about six or seven of them. And it's hard to find it because all they wanted to do was line themselves up with a united association and just leave God out of the way. They were too focused on what everybody else was doing. And so I made the sacrifice, and I say I because it was my choice, because the good Lord blessed me with a wonderful woman who no doubt would probably follow me to the end of the world. But as I sat down and I began to ponder about this, I was thinking that I made sacrifices. I worked hard. I went to college and got the degree. I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that. And finally, I had to eat a whole lot of crow because it wasn't I did that. I was making sacrifices to better my family, to make more money, to climb the ladder to where I didn't have to work so hard all the time. And my sacrifices was for what I thought was me. Instead, the Lord got real with me. And He began to question, son, how much have you sacrificed for me? Son, how much have I give you blessings? How much have I been there? And boy, it got real, because then I was reminded of Nathaniel Linder. And I told him, so you ain't got to go call him and tell him. I told him today, because he called me and he said, brother, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I said, well, I'm going to have to tell you a turkey hunting story. And he said, go ahead. Anybody in here that knows Nathaniel Linder well enough knows he's a turkey chasing fool. And this year, Nathaniel had went and went and went. And I'm sure several of you have heard this story. Nathaniel had went and went and went turkey hunting time after time after time. And Miss, if she's somewhere in here, she can probably tell you. Sometimes in that, he went and he was pursuing and at the turkey. He just could not close the deal. We live in a microwave society to where we want things now. We want things to happen when we want things, because it's I. It's me. Well, turkey season was winding down. And the way that Brother Linder told me the story, and I believe he's telling it right, because first thing he said was praise God to me. And you know, it's not like a normal fishing story where things get bigger and bigger and bigger. He just straight-laced told it like it was. After him hunting all season long and not hardly killing a bird, the Lord ended up putting one right in his driveway and he shot it right off the front porch. Now, you may say, well, Jesse, that's a turkey hunting story. It sure is. But you know what? The Lord knew how hard he pursued. And I got to thinking about that, and I'm not faulting Nathaniel or anybody that turkey hunts or deer hunts or coon hunts or fishes or anything like that. But I got to sitting down and I began to ponder on that. So oftentimes for me, I can't speak for you, but so oftentimes for me, I've pursued. I've went hard, done everything in my power, everything that I could possibly do, trying to chase a goal. And it seems that there's a roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And no doubt Nathaniel Linder has probably prayed, Lord, just help me kill a turkey. And then finally, in due time, in due season, there it was. And the Lord brought it to him. And so as I began to sit down and I began to ponder upon this scripture, how many times have I mistaked God's blessings for my doings? How many times have I taken credit for what God's done? How many times have I said, look what I did, and I had no part in it, Jordan? How many times have I said, hey, look what I've got? We might be able to go back to 1530 Taylor Place Road this afternoon and it ever be gone. Guess what? It's not mine in the first place. It's not mine in the first place. And so the Lord has kind of took me and he's put me in a spot to where, and people all day in the last 2 days have kind of just looked at me. Because I like to talk. Everybody knows that. And I've spent so much time talking, brother, that I wasn't listening enough. Sometimes, for my own self, Josh, I was trying to pass up. Instead of going when he says go. Stopping when he says stop. And so we look at this rich young man right here, and the Lord blessed him with good ground. The Lord blessed him with a bountiful harvest. The Lord blessed him to be able to get that harvest up. And whenever he seen it, the first thing he said was, what shall I do? Instead of saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm guilty of that. You know, I'm bad. Joanna will tell you she's washed so much stuff in my pockets it ain't even funny. But I'm bad to leave stuff in my pockets and then go back and put my hand in my pocket and, well, right there's $20. Well, I just got $20. I can go eat dinner today when I brought my dinner bucket with me. That's how Jess thinks. I don't know how anybody else does. But it seems as though, instead of saying, Lord, what do you want me to do with this $20? And I ain't just talking about pockets. I ain't just talking about new billfolds. I'm saying, hey, the internet over there at the office is on its last leg. If it shuts off and it shuts off and the phone lines is down more than 30 minutes, guess what? This old boy gets to go to the house. But not one time do I say, Lord, you sent me home from work early. What do you want me to do with my time? It's boy, today's a pretty day. I believe I'll go fishing. But I'm fishing for fishes, not for men. Because it's an I thing. I never say, Lord, what do you want me to do with my time? And so then I get to studying on down here. And then in verse number 17, the later part of that verse, it says, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Well, I'll just tell you. Lord got real in me. Sometimes we ought to slow down. And this is not my saying, but I like it. And I almost said it the other morning in Sunday school, but I didn't. Because how many in here by show of hand is busy? Busy all the time. You know, a lot of times we like acronyms. So you know what BUSY stands for? Bound under Satan's yoke. Boy, that hit me hard. And so he asked himself that he had plentiful, and he said, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And I'm guilty of this. I make myself so busy that I leave God about this much time. I leave Him just a little bit of time and say, Lord, I can give You this, but this is it. I've got this to do. I've got to run that young in there. I've got to try to get this done. I've got to cut the grass. I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Them dogs ain't been ran in about 2 weeks, so I've got to make time for them. And it's always I. And for me, for Jess, this might not be for nobody else, but for Jess, the Lord reminded me, He made time. He didn't have to make time to come down to this earth and walk up the hill of Golgotha for you and me. But He took the time not only just to come down and die for us, but He took the time to teach and to allow people to write things down so that you and I could understand maybe just a little bit better. And so this man here, he said that I have no room to bestow my fruits. How much room do I give God in my life? How much room do I give Him to get in there and to really start working? Or do I say, well, Lord, and I know Josh don't do this, and are you okay if I use you just for a second? How good would Sunday school be if Brother Josh sat down on Saturday night at 6 o'clock and said, Lord, I'm ready for Sunday school now. Wouldn't be too good, would it? It wouldn't take 2 years to go through one chapter, praise God, and I love it. I hope it goes three because I enjoy it. And then he said, verse number 18, he said, this will I do. He done made up his mind. He done seen it. There wasn't no room left for his goods to go in. So he had done made up his mind. Jess is like, yeah. And I ain't going to lie, Brother Mangum hit me hard when he said that my backup plans has got backup plans. Because it don't take me long to where when this goes wrong, I've got an alternative. And then when that alternative don't work out, I got another one. And then when that don't work out, it just ain't going to work, is what I say. That ain't how God works. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. there will I bestow my fruits and my goods. He never once asked in the beginning, God, what do you want me to do with it? His barns were already full. And he tore them down and built them bigger just so he could harbor things up for himself. So I thought in that about this, and I thought about Sunday school as well. You know, I build a retirement. That way, hopefully, one day I'll be able to. But then I got to reading and I got to studying this, and the Lord got real in my life, and I ought to glorify Him and invest my earthly assets for an eternal difference. How much of a difference am I making? I can go out here and I can put T-posts and fences and waters all around, but am I really making a difference? Can I strive? And I figure most folks in here, we get up every day, head off to work, and I've pondered and pondered and pondered about Brother Atkins saying $300 a month. Man's got more than that. Waste. How much am I wasting? What could I do? What could I do with just my little bit that I've got if I just become a mentalist? A minimalist, I should say, not a mentalist. I am mental anyways. But then it says, in verse number 19, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Well, then I got to really sitting down and really began to think it on this one. Has God been so good to me that I've decided just to take it easy and get lazy? We ought not mistake His blessings for our doings. But not just His blessings, and no doubt the good Lord's been good to every one of us in here. But do I mistake my blessings and get lazy? Oftentimes, we'll come in Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and we'll say, that's enough. That's more than these other churches are doing. They just go to church on Sunday morning, and that's it. Well, that's them. That ain't you. It ain't me. And so, boy, the Lord got real on me, and He said, Jesse, you've gotten lazy, son. Because you get too busy, because now you've got all these things that I've blessed you with, and you filled all the time that I've made in your life to be able to set aside for time with me and time with prayer and studying, and you've crammed it full of other things. And then I read verse number 20. Verse number 20 says, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul will be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? And then 21 says, so is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Matthew 6 verse 20 says, But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. So where is our treasures at tonight? This man had the blessings of God all over him. And it says that the field was plentiful, and he had so much that he tore down his barns and built bigger. But he was so blind from the blessings that God had blessed him greatly to go and be able to bless someone else that he wanted to just keep it all for himself. Church, what God done here Tuesday night, boy, it was good. And we ought to go and tell everybody about it. But we ought to tell everybody about it all the time. Not just what happened Tuesday, but what God is still doing. Why? Because most of the time, you get a congregation size this big, the congregation is this big and God's about this big. Because you don't find what we've got right here at Amazing Grace too many places. And I ain't saying Amazing Grace Church is better than any other church, but boy, what we've got right here sure is special. And I'd hate on my behalf for the Lord to take away those blessings that He blesses us with. And I sure am thankful for this church. I'm thankful for everyone that's in here. And I'm still learning names, don't get me wrong. But you know, I'm thankful that God has placed us somewhere where God is this big and us people are about this big. I'm glad when John said over there, I must decrease so that He may increase. I've given you and I've cleared my heart. I've given you what the Lord wanted me to preach tonight. I know it was a little bit different for me, but I wanted to give you just exactly what God gave me. Don't be blinded by the eyes in your life. Let Him allow you to see. You know, He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's a trusting way. Do you trust Him? Oftentimes in my life I've found out that, yeah, Lord, I trust You, but I only trust You this far. I trust You to save my soul, but I only trust You this far with X, Y, or Z. That's where I failed. Brother Dustin.